This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. And I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Jason, our GCN engineer, Genesis Communications engineer, and Gwyneth Isaacs, our international correspondent live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm really, really well, and thank you for asking. I want to apologize for to you and to the whole class. Those of you who have tried to contact me, email, telephone, I have been unavailable most of the time. And what I've been doing is I've been on the farm here nonstop. It is the final push for the season for several things, making sure that we get all of our wood in for not this year, but for next year, NISTA season, and hay, and making sure our equipment is operable. And so I have not been near the phone, and I've missed a whole bunch of phone calls. So I want to apologize for that. But I want to tell you one other thing about... I'm so sorry, Gwyneth. I know you've called.
I understand. It's been fairly hectic around here, too, because we've got La Nina events brewing, and that's going to affect both your farm and my farm. And should I tell the class what a La Nina event is likely to involve, Vincent?
Yeah, please do. If you could, your voice is distorted. There's a lot of, we'll call it static or white noise that's accompanying. Is there a better position you could get in to minimize that or speak a little more slowly? Whatever you have to do.
I'll try putting the phone up like this. Otherwise, we can reconnect. How's that? Is that better?
I'll tell you what. Let's reconnect at the break. Okay. So, Jason, if you could during the break, let's do a reconnect. But let's tell us, Gwyneth, tell us what you mean by La Nina.
Okay. A La Nina event. It actually involves changes in the ocean currents on the Pacific Equatorial region. Where the trade winds happen, okay? It involves colder ocean temperatures and increased trade winds. And for us, it means more rain and often to the extent of, well, the last time we had La Nina conditions to this extent, we had floods here. And basically, we had water flowing across our paddocks for months, and that was in 2016. And it looks as if this is going to be a stronger event than the one we had in 2016. But that's all good for us because, you know, the way that my farm is set up in 2016, at the earlier on in the year, our main dam almost went dry. Well, it would have gone dry, but I kept on ordering water to be shipped in, to be put into the dam, to keep the crayfish alive at the bottom of the dam, and also to so that I would have water to water my vegetable garden with. But this time, we've had a similar set of winter conditions, but because I've done improvements to my catchments, my dam is half full. So we've got maybe, I don't know, probably about 8 feet of water in the main dam, which is, means it's about half full. So this is what it is. I've been working for all these years on doing improvements to the catchment, and I've been working with that increased inflow into our main dam and also into the water table as well. So that it seems likely that this spring that we will have flooding rain, so I've been flat out doing preparations to that end, and also tree planting. And I was joking with my son this afternoon when I came in from my farm work, and I said, well, I earned $20,000 this afternoon. And my son went, what? And that is the, I said, yeah, I'll get it in 7 years. And the meaning behind that is that the number of tree propagation stocks that I planted, which will mature in 7 years' time, I'll be able to harvest them, and I'll be able to get $20,000 from them in 7 years. But that's how we think as farmers, right, Vincent?
All right, you're absolutely right. And that's why I've been unavailable for most telephone calls, because, you know, there's an old saying, you have to make, farmers make hay while the sun shines. You cannot make hay in the rain. You can't make hay in the snow. You can't make hay when it's freezing cold. You know, so the weather has to be ideal. So what we do right now is the time when we are making sure that we can reduce to the maximum extent the failures of our equipment when we are out there in a critical time, which starts today. So today, we cut the hay and probably ted the hay. And tomorrow and the next day, we rake the hay. And we repeat that cycle about 7 or 8 times, because that's how many fields we are going to be cutting, tedding, raking, and baling. And then when time permits, we'll be able to move those hundreds of round bales of hay to a storage area where, you know, where we can then feed them to the cows for the winter. So that's what we do. And we don't know exactly when we are going to be, you know, doing this baling. We don't know, you know, we can't look at the calendar and say we're going to do it on a certain day. It's all weather dependent. And I believe what you were saying to us is that you're working on this dam and making sure that at the right time, because you don't want to build a dam when it's flooding. Actually, you can't. You have to build it when it's not flooding. And so you wait till the right time, the soil conditions are right, the sun is right, and so forth. And you get the guys that have the equipment, you know, the bulldozer, etc. All those things have to line up perfectly. Then you can build your dam. Then you've got water for X amount of time until something goes wrong. You know, like a massive flood that breaks the dam. So that's what we do here as well. Exactly the same thing. And that's what farmers do. And so if you wonder why, class, we can talk about preparedness, is because we absolutely live it. We live preparedness. Because if we don't prepare, and if we don't use our education, whatever that may be, formal and informal, if we don't use our experience, if we don't use our intonation, and we don't use our research and combine all that and make the best judgments that we can, we will fail. Which is exactly what is happening to our country, the failure. Because you can't make a judgment very easily if you listen to supposed experts and supposed or alleged leaders. Because they lie, and they are not telling you the truth. And that's what we're here to do, to help you ferret out the truth. And that's probably one of our main missions, is to help you figure out what's right, what's true, and what's wrong. And we are in it. Let me give you an example, Gwyneth, of what I'm talking about. And there's nobody to call. And we've been saying that companies are lying and cheating us, and there's nobody to call. And here's a perfect example. So Boeing is an aircraft manufacturer, one of the most well-known in the world. One of the largest in the world, if not the largest. They made an airplane called the 737 MAX, 737 MAX, and it killed 346 people. And it was the culmination of bad design, poor design, and the lack of regulation and inspection. So what happened is Boeing released an airplane. Airline companies bought it. People believed it was okay based on Boeing's previous reputation. They got in the airplane and a bunch of them have failed and people have died. So who do you call? Well, the regulation was a failure. The design was a failure. The manufacturing was a failure. The implementation was a failure. And there's nobody to call. That is what's happened in a large scale in terms of massive death at one time when an airplane crashed. But in a smaller scale but wider spread would be the electronics that are junk, the smart meters that are junk, the companies running roughshod over their customers, and there's nobody to call. That's where we are today. And we all need to resist this. Every one of us needs to resist this. Any comments on that, Gwyneth?
Yeah, my dad was an engineer, and he worked for a while. Actually, his first job after he finished his apprenticeship and got his journeyman's papers was for an airline called TAA. And he was only there about 2 weeks. And when I asked him, why did you quit, he said that he couldn't stand that the maintenance department was in such poor order and he couldn't have it on his conscience if one of those planes crashed and killed a bunch of people. And that was back in the 1950s. So this has been a problem for a while, but it's just obvious to everybody now, whereas it wasn't back then. You know, but airline management has been, these machines have to be in pristine condition in order to be safe. And so often they're simply not. And especially with this whole lockdown thing, so many of them haven't even been used. And you can't have an airplane sitting on a tarmac for 6 months and then just, you know, put fuel in it and, you know, start it up and think that everything's going to be okay, because airplanes don't work like that. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, I remember, you know, when I had a job, that was a long time ago, that I was getting on 737, and I was flying, you know, a few hundred miles. The company said, okay, Vinny, you're going to get on this plane, and you're going to fly over to corporate headquarters, and we're going to do this once a month. So I didn't like doing it, but I had to if I wanted to keep that job. And I remember looking, you know, on the door of a car, you know, where the door latch is, you'll see that there's a plate, and it's either riveted on or welded on, or it's you know, typically a plate that stays on for the life of the vehicle, and it will say when it was made, and it will have the vehicle identification number and, you know, other interesting information like the color code of the paint, engine code, transmission code, differential code, those kinds of things. Well, airplanes have the same thing. I'm talking about commercial airplanes. And I remember getting on one of those things, and I looked, and this darn thing was built in like 1964 or 68. And this was in the 80s. So this darn plane had been flying for a long time. And you don't think about, how old is this airplane? You know, people get in my car that's a little over 20 years old, and they think, boy, this is, you know, old jalopy, because it's not 2 or 3 years old. But think about those airplanes, how old they are. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us, and we've got a full schedule today. Let me tell you some highlights of what we're going to be talking about. The Queen's wealth, the most wealthy person on the planet. But most people don't think of the Queen as wealthy because you see her in these, you know, these wool dresses and wool coats, and she just stands there and she doesn't look like she has a lot of wealth. Well, we're going to tell you how wealthy she is. You will be astounded. And then Kamala, I've heard it pronounced that way. I've heard it pronounced Kamala. I don't know which is correct. Harris. Her family owned slaves. And she is in the race for, well, she has slipped up, and Jumpin' Joe, the forgetful plagiarist, slipped. It looks like the Harris-Biden administration. So if you're going to vote for Jumpin' Joe, forgetful, the plagiarist, you probably will see Kamala Harris as president. Okay? So think about that. And she wants your AR-15. She wants to grab your guns. Yes, she does. So if a revolution hasn't started already, well, it has, but I mean in full swing, it will when she comes for your guns. And then we'll talk about the farmers market in Australia and what the blue team / black team, and not black people, these people wear black costumes, those guys. And I want to tell you a little bit about one of my friends who got hurt because he was wearing a face mask. So we can talk about that. And but before we do, I just wanted to mention quickly, Delta Airlines is a U.S. airline company, and their airplanes, their oldest, they have the oldest fleet in the United States. So of all the airlines, their planes are the oldest. And they have the average age of their oldest planes between 22.4 and 24.4 years old. So when you're flying, you might want to think about whether you're going to hop in one of those old jalopies or not. And I know people who work for the airline industry, and you know sometimes engines fail. And if you have one of these airplanes that has two engines and one of them fails, it's a big problem keeping that in the air. And these airplane engines, these jet engines, are so expensive, they don't have them on the shelf. They don't bring the airplane into the hangar and just say, okay, let me have that one over there and put that engine in for me. That's not what happens. These engines are on a tractor trailer, ready to go. So at a moment's notice, when they break an engine, or they need an engine, or they need to swap an engine, it's ready to go on a truck, already mounted, and that tractor trailer drives it to where the broken airplane is. So I just wanted to share that with you. That I know for a fact. Gwyneth, would you like to talk about, is there anything that I've mentioned you want to talk about, or you want to get into the Queen's wealth?
Donald Trump, there's a documentary out there that I saw a little while back, and it was about, it was Donald Trump before he was the president, but he had his own private jet. I think he still has it. It's something like a 747 that he and his staff jet around on privately. And so, you know, this was a problem that they had on his private jet, was that they had an engine problem with the Trump private jet. This is not talking about Air Force One. This is talking about his own private jet. And they had to change out the engine. And basically it went like you said. They had one on a tractor trailer and they brought it around, and the 747 was in the hangar. And they pulled out the old engine and they put in the new engine. That's how it was. And probably the old engine went for refurbishment. And back in the day, that would have been my dad's job. So he knew how to fix everything from a steam engine to a jet engine and everything in between. but, yeah, this is it. But, yeah, let's talk about the Queen. Mm. Because she's a really, really interesting lady. When she has automotive problems, she fixes her own cars.
Yeah.
Well, when she was younger, she used to.
Let's talk about her stable. Let's talk about her stable and her car collection. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Israel reports carrying out airstrikes early today against Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip. It follows rocket attacks on Israel from the Palestinian territory after Israel yesterday signed a peace deal with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain in Washington. The deal broke with years of Arab policy that there'd be no normal relations with Israel until peace was reached with the Palestinians. Torrential rains, life-threatening flooding, high winds all hitting the Gulf Coast as Hurricane Sally makes landfall. The Weather Channel's Jim Cantore's in Florida.
Main Street, Pensacola, underwater this morning as storm surge, now at 5 feet, continues to come on in. We still have high tide at 11:30 this morning.
Some areas could get 30 inches of rain from the storm. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
New Mexico dealing with a bit of a mystery in the sky. Hundreds of thousands of birds have been found dead across the state and in parts of Colorado and Texas as well. Some experts say the wildfires on the West Coast may be to blame, forcing the birds to migrate early. Activist comedian John Stewart holding an event yesterday where he called for help for veterans exposed to toxic chemicals in war zones. The former Daily Show host saying soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan were exposed to dangerous toxins through smoldering burn pits that were used to incinerate waste. He compared veterans with health problems from burn pits to 9/11 first responders, who also were, of course, exposed to chemicals, including burning jet fuel. Miami Marlins owner Derek Jeter might be giving Tom Brady an eviction notice. Jeter rented his home to the new Tampa Bay Bucks quarterback back in April, but now Jeter has put that nearly 22,000 square foot home on the market for $29 million. The walled estate on 1.25 acres has 7 bedrooms, 8 full bathrooms, and 8 half baths. It's believed to be the largest residence in South Tampa. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And again, that's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the theater... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. We're talking about the Queen and the Queen's wealth. I don't think she would really appreciate this too much, but I think it's noteworthy since the villagers have paid for all of this. Well, she has a car collection that's worth about $10 million. And I have in front of me a list of some of these vehicles that she owns. Do you want me to mention these in a new comment, Gwyneth, or do you want to mention them and I'll comment?
No, you mentioned them.
Okay. So one of the vehicles that she has, and by the way, all of these are pristine. There's not even dust on them. She has a Citroën SM 1972 model. It's a French car. And it was Car of the Year, Motor Trend's Car of the Year in 1972. It was a really interesting car. And if I remember correctly, that you could take off one of the rear wheels and still drive this vehicle because the suspension would accommodate three out of the four wheels being on the ground. She has a 1965 Mercedes-Benz 600. That is a long, long Mercedes-Benz. It has, think of it like a six-door car, but only four of the doors open. Okay? And the rear part, where the rear seat is, that's a convertible. The rest of it's a hardtop, so it's a very unusual car. She has a Rover P5, R-O-V-E-R P5, and they didn't make a lot of those, but she's got one. She's got a 1953 Humber, H-U-M-B-E-R, Super Snipe, which is a very unusual car. She has a 1948 Daimler DE. Now, Adolf Hitler had probably one of the most beautiful, or had a series of the most beautiful Mercedes limousines in the world. Now, this would be a 1940s style version of that, but this is a convertible, and it's got flowing lines, aerodynamic lines, absolutely exquisite. Lots of chrome, very, very stylish for its day. She's got a 1961 Rolls-Royce Phantom 5. Impressive automobile. Very heavy. It has six lights in the front. Six lights. There's two main lights, two, we'll call them fog lights, and then one driving light in the middle. And, of course, it has the Rolls-Royce, you know, the traditional grille. She has a 1950s Lincoln Cosmopolitan limousine. And it's a massive, massive four-door suicide rear-door car. 1924 Rolls-Royce Silver Ghost. Now, this would be something of the era that you might have seen, you know, Bonnie and Clyde in. Magnificent automobile, spoked wheels, convertible. And the top half of the windshield opened up so air would flow in inside to cool you off. And this is before air conditioning. 1970 Daimler Vandenplas. It looks like a Jaguar. 1969 Austin Princess Vandenplas limousine. Magnificent automobile. A 1929 Daimler Double Six. It was designed to compete with the Rolls-Royce Silver Ghost. She had a 1948 Ford V8 Pilot. Has. A 1953 Land Rover Series 1. So if you wanted a Jeep-type vehicle and it was really neat-looking and primitive-looking and rugged-looking, that would compete with the American Jeep, the Willys Jeep, the Kaiser Jeep, this would be it. She has a Land Rover Defender 2002 model, a 1956 Ford Zephyr Estate. Now, this is when they put wood on the sides of station wagons. So this would be a station wagon with wood sides. Beach Boys would call them Woodies. She has a 1992 Daimler DS420. Kind of a strange looking animal, but she's got one. A 1961 Vauxhall Cresta Estate. That's another station wagon. This is impressive, a 1925 Rolls-Royce Model 20. It's got leaf springs in the front, massive headlights, Rolls-Royce style grille. Another kind of car that Bonnie and Clyde would be proud to have. She's got a 1966 Aston Martin DB6. This is a James Bond car. Impressive. A 2016 Bentley. It's got a V12, 600 horsepower, goes 187 miles an hour. That's not the fastest car there is. I mean, there's some Mercedes that will go faster than that. For example, the if they weren't governed, you know, a Mercedes V12 would beat that. But Mercedes is governed down to about 155 miles an hour. She has a 1930 Citroën C4. It kind of looks like a Ford, you know, Model A Ford. And she has a 1955 Imperial Midget Racer, a little, you know, one of those little race cars that you sit in the highest part of this race car is your head. You know, one of those, a midget race car. And 2002 Bentley State Limousine. She has a Land Rover, Range Rover Hybrid. And she has a Edward the Seventh Town Coach, which is fully restored, which is looks like something from, oh, maybe 1890, something like that. Spoked wheels, looks like bicycle tires almost with heavy spoke wheels. Very impressive. So that is just part of her automobile collection, $10 million worth. So, you know, her car collection, Jay Leno, eat your heart out. Gwen,
yeah,
any comments?
Well, some people collect stamps and some people collect cars, and the Queen collects stamps and cars. Do you have her stamp collection on your list?
No, I don't, but I have. She also collects countries.
Yes, she does. She does collect countries, yes. But, yes, yeah, she has the most impressive stamp collection in the world. Basically, she has every British stamp that has ever been issued right back to the original penny black. And there's only a handful of penny blacks in existence. That was the very first postage stamp that was ever issued by the Royal Mail in England. The British were the people who came up with postage stamps in the beginning. And she's got a penny black in her collection, apparently, and she's got a copy of every other British stamp that has ever been issued. I think she's actually got a copy of every Commonwealth stamp. So every stamp in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, back when it was part of the Commonwealth. And so on and so forth, and many other stamps from all over the world as well. I wouldn't say that she's got every stamp that's ever been published, but her stamp collection is so vast that it's valued in the many, many, many millions of dollars. And yeah, so that's something that is quite noteworthy as well. And she has a coin collection. She collects stamps and she collects coins and she collects precious stones. She's got some of the finest precious stones, of course, in the world as well. A lot of them are incorporated into the royal jewelry. But, you know, some of them is sort of like, you know, generally, if there's a really, really big nugget, some of them are sold privately, but sometimes some of these big stones or, you know, nuggets of gold or silver, that they just somehow manage to find their way into the royal collection, Vincent.
Speaking of stones, just one piece of her attire, a tiara, is covered with diamonds and pearls, and in it there are 1,333 diamonds. So that's just one tiara that that she owns. She owns all of the dolphins in the United Kingdom, all the dolphins and all the whales, and all the sturgeons in the seas around England. So she's got claim to that, too. She owns nearly all of London's Regent Street. So that's a massive area, and it's an impressive area. But she owns it. People don't think that she would own half of the United Kingdom's shoreline. The Queen owns it. So you wonder, where does she get all her money? She owns the real estate. She owns the ocean. She owns countries. But they don't brag about it. They just own it. But, you know, we have, I have to laugh. She had a $10 million car collection. We have a farm here, and we have upwards of 30 batteries just to keep our equipment running. I'm talking about 12-volt batteries, you know, to start the engines and keep the engines running. 30 batteries, you know, for tractors and the bulldozer and the backhoe and, the trucks and all that stuff that we have. Actually, it's probably closer to 50 now. Because we got some of our equipment running that wasn't running previously. So probably 50 batteries. That's a full-time job just keeping those darn things charged for one person. Well, you've got this $10 million car collection, and I'm sure those cars need to be washed, waxed, polished, started up, driven every once in a while to make sure they stay lubricated. That probably takes a fleet of mechanics and staff. So, we don't think about that. Now, you can say that the Queen is a gearhead, and I'm not using that term disparagingly. I'm using that as a positive thing. I mean, she understands motors. She was a World War II mechanic. She also was a World War II truck driver. Now, we don't think of the Queen as that because we see her in her 90s now. She's a senior citizen, and she's not throwing wrenches and handling impact wrenches and air tools and things like that, I don't think. But she was a mechanic, and she could drive heavy equipment, including a tank. So we don't think of her like that. But those were the days when people at the head of state actually knew how to do something, compared to guys like Jumpin' Joe who can't remember their lines.
Oh, boy.
Or we're in so much trouble. So she owns a lot of things. She has 6 royal residences. Okay. Now, Buckingham Palace is pretty big. It's got 775 rooms. And that's the main, the main place where the Queen would stay. But she also has Windsor Castle. She has Holyrood Palace. That's a 12th century monastery turned royal palace. It's in Edinburgh, Scotland. She has Hillsborough Castle in Northern Ireland. That sits on 100 acres. She has Sandringham Estate, where the royal family gets a chance to spend Christmas. Balmoral Castle, that's her favorite summer estate. And this is some of the real estate. Some of the real estate. So if you think of, Donald Trump with his hotels, and you think of other wealthy people, and they've got these Hollywood mansions, they don't compare to any of the residences that the Queen owns. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking with Gwyneth about the wealth of the Queen. It's staggering. Now, she owns Buckingham Palace. It's worth a couple billion dollars, over a couple billion. That's with a B. B. Gwyneth, any comments?
That's pretty impressive, but we haven't even begun to start talking about her horses yet. And she owns hundreds of them, too. She owns race horses, but those aren't the only horses she owns. She also owns dressage, cross-country, eventing horses, cavalry horses, carriage horses. I think that there's some Arabians in there as well, and possibly other horses as well that have been gifted to her from various regions of the world. And up until about 10 or 15 years ago, she was an avid horse rider. She was riding, I believe, into her 70s or 80s at every opportunity. And she would, when she would go riding, she would wear a scarf. She wouldn't wear any of she wouldn't bling herself out like a lot of people would think that she would. She would go dressed probably in woolen clothes, a jumper, some trousers, with a scarf on her head, maybe a riding helmet. But she was riding horses well into her 70s and 80s. I forget exactly when she stopped riding, but it was in the news. And it was only about 10 or 15 years ago, which is really quite remarkable. But she owns hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of horses of various descriptions. Her race horses alone, I think she owns about 400 race horses. And she still enjoys going to the races, apparently. And from what I've heard, the Queen Mother, when she was alive, had her very own betting office in one of the palaces. So they have an official system of betting offices in England, and the Queen Mother was fond of betting on the races, and she was quite successful at it. But I don't know if the Queen is a gambling woman or not, but it wouldn't surprise me if she was. But I don't know that for sure, so I can't comment. But the Queen Mother certainly was also an avid horsewoman, and she was fond of laying bets on the GGs, as they say in the UK. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it does. And I just did a quick calculation, Gwyneth, based on those 200 horses that you mentioned.
That was 400. 400 race horses.
I'm sorry, 400 horses.
I think it's
horses.
About 400 race horses. You might be able to check that.
I did a a quick calculation. Yes, 400 horses. Just how much do they eat, class? This is staggering. Just to keep those horses in hay, 4 tons of hay per day.
Wow.
That's how much they eat. And you know,
that's not even
she is also.
Oats?
That's just hay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to add oats in there too. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the largest landowner in the world. I just had. Okay, get ready for this number, class. You know, you think, Ted Turner owns, you know, a huge, huge ranch out in the Midwest, and you know, these Hollywood people own, you know, maybe 1,000 acres. Queen Elizabeth dwarfs them all. Probably all of them combined. She owns 6.6, this is with a B, billion acres. 6.6 billion acres. That's what she owns. So she's got probably the finest car collection, the finest horse collection, the finest jewelry collection, the finest coin collection, the finest stamp collection, the finest house collection, you know, with castles. And she owns the most amount of land. Now, I could be wrong, but I don't know anyone else who owns 6.6 billion, billion acres. Anywhere. That's scattered throughout the world. But that's what she lays claim to. And we'll continue. So when you think about wealth, she doesn't brag about it, but she's got it. And we can talk about some of the other things that she owns. It's staggering. She owns some handbags, you know, some people would call them pocketbooks. We'll talk about that when we come back. How many pocketbooks does she own? How much are they worth? Your house isn't worth as much as her pocketbooks, for most of us. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.